the initial response from fishermen all around the coast was they just want to fish, and I absolutely respect that. But we've got to the point now where I think the likes of a basic income scheme allows them to fish, but also to have some type of financial support. Now, this is crucial for coastal communities, or fishing communities. This is about protecting this, you know, crucial heritage for our people, protecting it as we did with artists, and rightly so. So this is a timely proposal, and I accept that the task force needs to be established. I'd ask that that happens urgently at this point, urgently, and that we engage in these matters, make quick decisions, and get these financial supports to fishermen.
Thank you. Minister?
Yeah, thanks very much, Deputy. And I can assure you that will happen as quickly as possible. Today I'm meeting with Michael Berkery, the independent chair, to begin or to continue the discussions that we've had about establishing it as quickly as possible. I know there's a concern amongst the inshore fishermen and women representatives that the task force is a response to the large quota cut for the pelagic sector, and that is true. But because we're doing it under the food vision, it's my view that we need to take into account all those that are affected. So the pelagic sector have had the dramatic impact in terms of the fishermen and women and the processors. But there is a downstream impact on that in terms of the cost of bait, etc., in addition to the difficulties that the inshore sector have already encountered, as you said, from Brexit and other loss of fish. So I'm very conscious that the response that we're putting in place as a result of the quota cut is not just concentrated on the pelagic sector, and that we'll have an interim report to address that aspect of it. But my desire would be to see a longer-term approach, a more strategic approach, to see how we can sustain that fishing effort within the inshore
Thank
sector.
You, Minister.
So it will be broadly based and it will be all-encompassing.
Deputy?
Yeah, I welcome that. It's crucial that the likes of NIFA, NIF, RIF and the EMRO, the islands fishermen, are at the table too. Can you imagine, Minister, if we can protect our fishing? There's about 900 inshore fishermen, according to NIFA. And imagine if we can protect their livelihoods, you know, by a basic income scheme, which means that they won't go on the dole. It's economically sensible to do this, as we did with artists, but it acknowledges that it's just not sustainable anymore for them to be on their own and try to earn a living due to conditions beyond their control, including climate, increased costs and so on. So I think this is a really positive contribution. I think it's real leadership from NIFA around this issue. And I my own view is it's been coming for a long time. So, Minister, today there'll be engagements in the committee, the Oireachtas Fisheries Committee, soon on this. I would imagine there'll be strong cross-party support for this proposal, and we need to deliver it in the short term, not the medium or long term, in the short term. But I look forward to the continued engagement with you.